What is the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome?
There wasn't really an obstacle, but I got to school a year early, so I was always smaller than everybody else.
Mm.
But I didn't really feel bad about it. And then the next obstacle was probably to come from a small city. But then I moved to Los Angeles, so that was also easily, relatively easily fixed.
Why did you go to school younger than everyone?
I just wanted to go to school because my sisters are 3 years older and they went to school. They learned how to read and write, and I was kind of impatient. I wasn't particularly large or well developed, but I was smart enough to do it a year early. So I went to school when I was five. The usual age to go to school in Germany is six. So I went to school when I was five, first grade.
Would you have preferred like things to turn out differently than they are right now?
Well, not in my private life. No, I'm perfectly happy with all of that.
Professionally,
yeah. I mean, I wish I would direct more. Okay, I'm doing three things. I'm doing type design, I'm doing creative direction, and I'm doing direction. And I wish I could direct more, but that's a matter of the marketplace, and the pandemic has a bit to do with it, etc. But, I mean, I actually directed a lot last year, so it's all good.
Do you have, like, any cherished memories regarding your children?
None. It was all a hellhole. No, obviously, tons of good memories. Nothing comes to mind right away, but I mean, when you guys were babies, it was just a completely different life, right? When you guys were sleeping, you could exhale and clean up and watch movies, and then when you weren't sleeping, it was full time, full on, mm-hmm. Very intense, lots of fun, and it tore our lives apart, and that we could hardly go to dinner because you cried a lot. Like, so whenever we would go out for dinner, you would just cry when the food arrived. So one of us had to go outside because you were too loud.
Oh.
And then the other would eat alone, and then we would switch. It was kind of fun. It happened like at least 10 times in the first year until we kind of gave up and then ordered in, and then that settled that. Because before you were born, we went out all the time, right? And then we tried to keep doing that. It wasn't possible.
Do you have like any regrets?
No, I mean, no. I'm not the kind of guy who has regrets. I have missed opportunities here and there, but nothing really painful, and nothing I ponder about, because it's just nothing I can change, so I don't really worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you did something wrong in the past, there's not really much you can do about it. So it's if it's not immoral or illegal, you shouldn't worry about it. You know.
So it's like you live more in the present than worrying about the past.
No, I mean, I do like the past. I do like my memories. I know exactly what I did in May 1982. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't worry about it. You know, I enjoy the memories.
Yeah.
You know.